KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9:02, we have cloudy skies, 52 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. In the news, strong farm income helped Nebraska and Iowa record an increase in median income last year, while nationally, median income declined 1.3%, and most states saw their median income shrink. A new census report released today said Nebraska's median income grew 1.1% to $50,296 in 2011. Iowa's median income grew 0.1% to $49,427. Only 13 states in the District of Columbia recorded an increase in median income between 2010 and 2011. Vermont led the nation with a 4.1% increase. The University of Nebraska at Omaha's David Drozd said the strength of agriculture has helped Nebraska and Iowa withstand the economic uncertainty of the past few years, and it's a factor in those income figures. The relatively low unemployment rate in both states also helped to boost income. News time is 9:03.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
McCass County Engineer Charles Marker said yesterday that work on one bridge project in the northern part of the county is almost finished, while the bid letting for another project is slated to take place in December. Marker said that work on the High Overhead Truss Bridge, number 440, which is just west of the Buck Creek United Methodist Church, is almost finished.
It had a laminated wood deck. We have removed that laminated deck and put on a steel corrugated deck. In order to keep it in service, it was nearly completed yesterday, so we're just about to the point where we're ready to put the material over the top of that corrugated deck and open that bridge back up.
Marker said emergency work on bridge number 272, located about 3 miles south of Wyota, was conducted, and the weight restriction, which was set in place earlier, has been removed.
We had a report from our bridge inspection crew, which we hire special consultants to do that, that bridge needed to be reduced to an 8-ton bridge. It had been an unposted bridge before, but because one of the 5 south piling underneath was completely rotted at ground level, we used a method which I learned from the state of Iowa, where you go in and cut that old piling out, replace it with a steel piling in that section that's rotted off, which in this case was about a 5-foot section, and retension that I-beam, and therefore we are able to take that 8-ton limit off that bridge and put it back up to a legal bridge. So rather than having to completely remove it or do something, we have rehabilitated that one. So it's back up to full legal load limit and is again open.
And a bid letting for bridge number 345 across the Nishnabotna River, located near the old research farm southwest of Atlantic, is scheduled to take place on December the 18th. It'll be up to the contractor to determine when they are to start on the project. Marker said also that each instance of rain helps the secondary road crew makes progress on eliminating some of the washboard conditions on county gravel roads. But because the roads dry out quickly, they're unable to work on a section of the county until rain has fallen, and even then only for a few days at a time, but they are making some progress. Well, the Atlantic Street Department Superintendent Darrell Anderson told the city council last night during their meeting that city street crews are doing some asphalt patching work still, and they'll try to seal coat some of the roads next week.
A few facts. This year we spent 26 days so far asphalting. We've gone through about 750 tons of asphalt, $75 a ton, it's about $56,000. It's about half of my road use budget, so that's even down 100 tons from what we did last year, where we spent 55 days asphalting. So I mean, we've got our plan really close. It hasn't been really inexpensive. hauling materials and so on. It's been sitting out here at the valley, so we've had really good luck of getting some materials.
In his annual report to the council, Anderson said he's some of the roads haven't been seal-coated in nearly 10 years, and City Administrator Doug Harris and Anderson agreed that over one-third of the 55 miles worth of roads in the city have been repaired over the past 10 years or so, and the work continues as part of the city's capital improvements plan. Anderson said also it's about that time of year to prepare the city's Christmas lights for display.
On the 1st of October, we will go to Christmas lighting, and there will be three guys on Main Street and two bucket trucks. They'll spend 27 days to get those crews decorated on Main Street if they can get it all done. I mean, we've got a plan that can start the corners and get a couple trees inside and so on, just in case weather doesn't allow. And then there'll be five other days to get the garlands and the big decorations and so on up. So we might juggle that around and see how things go. It's 32 working days till we do the grand lighting, so.
And Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones said Wednesday, October 31st from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. as the date and times for Halloween trick-or-treating here in Atlantic. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports election ballots have been delivered to the auditor's office and requests for absentee ballots or those cast prior to Election Day by mail or at the auditor's office may be sent or brought to the auditor's office. The first day to vote in the auditor's office is Thursday, September 27th. The last day is Monday, November 5th. Absentee ballots may be requested by mail or may be voted at the auditor's office during normal business hours. Now, in addition to regular office hours, the auditor's office will be open Saturday, October 27th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Saturday, November 3rd from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunderman notes that this year, Cass County will have two satellite voting stations to provide in-person absentee voting at places other than the courthouse. At the satellite voting station, you must mark the absentee ballot and leave it with the officials, similar to the process used at the courthouse. You cannot take the ballot home with you. Two satellite stations at 2 days and two times, and ballots will be available, include at the Messina Public Library on October 15th from 2 until 8 p.m., and the ballots will be available are those for the Edna Township, Victoria, Messina Township, and City of Messina, Union Township, and City of Cumberland at the Messina Public Library. The other satellite station will be at the Griswold Community Building, and that will be open October 17th from 2 until 8 p.m., and the ballots that you'll find available there are those for the Pleasant Township, Noble Township, City of Griswold, Bear Grove Township, Cass Township, and the City of Lewis. In order to vote in Iowa, a person must be registered in your county of residence under your current name and your current address. Registration forms are available at the county auditor's office, many state of Iowa service offices, and the Secretary of State's website at sos.state.ia.us. The county election commissioner recommends that persons not currently registered or who have moved since last registering and are planning to vote in the November general election pre-register at the office of the county auditor as soon as possible. You may register or re-register and vote absentee on the same day. You'll also need to update your, you can also update your registration as you update your address for your driver's license. Since the Iowa driver's license is oftentimes used as official identification, it's important the data shown is accurate. For additional information, you can contact the Cass County Auditor's Office. The area code is, of course, 712. It's 243-4570. And taking a look at world headlines, the State Department is warning Americans to avoid non-essential travel to Pakistan as protests over an anti-Islam video grow and turn violent. The warning came as hundreds of Pakistanis, angry at the film, clashed with police in the capital. A crowd of more than 1,000 people tried to make their way to the U.S. Embassy inside of a guarded enclave that houses embassies and government offices. Riot police used tear gas and batons to keep stone-throwing demonstrators away. Sirius state-run TV says a military helicopter that crashed near Damascus today had clipped the tail of a passenger jet with 200 people on board. The TV said the jet landed safely at Damascus Airport and that nobody on board it was injured. The helicopter went down southeast of Douma, a Damascus suburb that had seen clashes in recent days. There are no further details on the crash. Members of a House panel will have a chance to grill the Justice Department's internal watchdog today over his report that criticized the Justice Department's handling of a gun-running investigation called Operation Fast and Furious. The report cited errors in judgment and management failures, as well as misguided strategies. But it knocks down some of the accusations Republicans have made about the Obama administration concerning the operation, and it absolves Attorney General Eric Holder of blame. The Space Shuttle Endeavour has left Houston on its trek to westward to retirement in the Los Angeles Museum. Endeavor, atop a modified jumbo jet, left this morning for the L.A. International Airport after a one-day stop at the home of NASA's Mission Control. In mid-October, Endeavor will be transported down city streets to the California Science Center. It's the last flight for the space shuttle. Stocks have opened lower on Wall Street today amid some discouraging economic news from Europe and Asia. Japan has posted a $9.6 billion trade deficit as its shipments to Europe and Asia shrank. In Europe, a closely watched indicator of business activity slipped this month. News time is 9:12.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, Ethel Brenneman, age 95, of Iowa City and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday in Iowa City. Graveside services for Ethel Brenneman will be held today at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Bob Ellis, age 90, of Stewart, died Sunday. A memorial service for Bob Ellis will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Also in the funeral announcements, Dolores Kaufman, age 84, of York, Nebraska, and formerly of Marnie, died Sunday. Funeral services for Dolores Kaufman will be held Friday at 10 a.m. at the Red Line Church of Christ. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Anthony Tony Weiss, age 49, of Denver, Colorado, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Tony Weiss will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Leona Anderson, age 91, of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Leona Anderson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. OD Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Robert Wilkie, age 77, of Erling, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Robert Wilkie will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gail Francis Meyer, age 88, of Atlantic and formerly of Cumberland, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Gail Meyer will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. John's Cemetery in Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. James Swisher, age 51, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Memorial services for James Swisher will be next Tuesday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Leola and Kirk Timmerman of Carroll have died. Graveside services for Leola and Kirk Timmerman will be on September 29th at 11 a.m. in the Manning Cemetery. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. And Viola Schwartz, age 98, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Private family services for Viola Schwartz will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic is assisting the family. A reminder, our next newscast comes your way just after 11:05 here on KJAN. We have St. Louis Cardinals baseball that begins at 11:50. Our news this hour brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank located at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. The Skyscan forecast is next.